Hey there, lovelies. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations, your daily dose of self-love, connection, and all things good vibes. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the roller coaster ride of life with a little more grace and a whole lot more self-awareness. Now, let's be real for a second. Ever feel like the world is spinning faster than a fidget spinner on steroids? Between social media overload, news cycles that make your head spin, and deadlines that loom like hungry wolves, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and downright stressed. You know that feeling when you're just trying to keep all the plates spinning, and suddenly, bam, one of them crashes to the floor. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to let the chaos control you. Today, we're diving into the incredible power of emotional regulation, learning how to stay calm, cool, and collected even when life throws its metaphorical curveballs. Think of it as your personal toolkit for navigating those turbulent times with a sense of inner peace that radiates outward like sunshine on a spring day. Ready to unlock the superpower? Let's get into 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize how you handle stress and cultivate a state of calm. 1. Awareness is your secret weapon. The first step to mastering emotional regulation is becoming aware of your triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to send you spiraling? Maybe it's traffic jams that turn you into a road rage monster, or social gatherings that leave you feeling drained. Identifying your triggers is like having a map of your emotional landscape. It allows you to navigate it with intention and finesse. 2. Breathe deep, friend. When stress hits, your body goes into fight or flight mode. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and your mind goes into overdrive. But there's a simple yet powerful tool that can help you calm the storm. Deep breathing. Take slow, deliberate breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. This sends a message to your nervous system that everything is okay. It's like hitting the pause button on the chaos. 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. Ever find yourself spiraling into a vortex of self-doubt or catastrophic thinking? You're not alone. But here's the thing. Those thoughts aren't always facts. Learning to identify and challenge negative thought patterns is crucial for emotional regulation. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, you'll find that your inner critic is exaggerating or jumping to conclusions. 4. Find your zen zone. Everyone has different ways of finding peace and grounding themselves. Maybe it's yoga, meditation, a good book, or simply spending time in nature. Whichever works for you, make sure you have some self-care rituals that help you recharge and reconnect with your inner calm. 5. Cultivate kindness. Treat yourself and others with compassion and understanding. Remember, we're all doing our best to navigate this crazy journey called life. A little kindness can go a long way in reducing stress and fostering a sense of connection. Okay, let's get real for a minute. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, the car in front of you is going 5 miles an hour, and your deadline is looming like a hungry beast. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar urge to scream into the void. But wait. You remember our tips for emotional regulation. You take some deep breaths, remind yourself that traffic happens, and focus on something calming, maybe a playlist of your favorite tunes or a podcast episode about adorable kittens. Seriously, those videos are pure magic. Now, you're not going to be completely immune to stress, but by applying these techniques, you can transform your relationship with it. You'll learn to respond calmly and effectively instead of letting it control your emotions and actions. Remember, my love's cultivating emotional regulation is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel like you're on top of the world and others where you just want to hide under the covers. But keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself. You've got this. All right, beautiful souls, that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember to take those deep breaths, challenge those negative thoughts, and spread some kindness wherever you go. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on emotional regulation, what works for you. What are your biggest challenges? Let's keep the conversation going in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode of Self-Love and Connection. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.